Tuesday. Bill, you should take a picture of that. And, you know, a lot of times people will put something on their Facebook page and say, let's see how old you are. Do you remember this?
There's a tape dispenser up here in the studio that looks like it's from the early 1970s. Everything about it, even the tape, I know that tape hasn't come a long way over the years, but everything about it, the dispenser itself is huge. I tore an arm muscle lifting it. It's very heavy. And the Scotch tape is bigger and thicker and has that look of the Scotch tape back when we were in grade school.
The shiny tape.
Yeah.
And so it's clear and shiny. You can see all the way through the whole roll to the cardboard hoop that it's on.
Yep.
Look at that.
I don't know. We've been coming up here every day since the inception of the bonus hour. It's the first time I've seen it. I don't think it's been there the whole time.
I'm taking a picture.
Take a picture to last longer.
Thank you, Pee-wee.
Take a picture to last longer.
Good golly, Miss Molly. All right, I'm going to take a picture and Jasmine's going to post it.
Put that on the Scotch tape fan page that you and I have.
I'm sure somebody has one.
It's on the dark web. It's not for everybody. It's a little dangerous.
Do you realize that, what's it called? Is it magic tape? There was this transparent tape first, which worked very well because if you had to tape over something, you could see through it.
Right.
And then they made the magic tape, which was not shiny. It was more matte.
Oh, yeah, and it really
disappeared. This, you can always see the really, like when you wrap a present and you use this kind of tape.
Right.
It shows up.
Yeah.
It's shiny. The other one just blends into whatever pattern is happening.
It's better.
Magic tape, Bill.
Is it made by the same good people that made magic markers? Was magic the buzzword back
then?
Why
was anything magic?
The way now it's
magic
like,
kissed?
Yeah, magic kissed. I think
Magic Mike?
We were that came later.
Magic
that
mushrooms.
Came
way,
no, that came about the right time, yeah. I think maybe we were just easily duped back then. That
TV magic
was,
cards?
Right. Oh, pin it all on Marshall Brodeen. Very smart move. Very smart move. But you know how every once in a while there'll be a word or something like for a long time you had power lunches and power tie. Everything was power.
Yeah.
You know, and now everything's smart.
You know,
you have to have smart speakers and a smartphone and smart water. They have smart water. I'm not making that up. They sell water and they call it smart water. It doesn't make you any smarter. It's just water.
Well,
are they a sponsor?
There's amino acids in there that contribute to brain health. I don't think they actually make you smarter.
But I can't see anybody like about to drink water and you go, what's the capital of Venezuela? I don't know. Caracas. I don't think that would ever happen.
That would be a great commercial.
Would be.
And Jennifer Aniston, that's her baby.
Oh, is it?
Well, that she's the endorser.
No, I didn't know that.
So that would be really funny.
No.
And she seems like she has a great sense of humor to play along.
The next time I talk to her, I will run my idea past her.
All right.
I have to. All right. Understand this. I'm about to tell you something that I heard on WGN last night, and I'm not criticizing the show at all.
But you are.
No. I'll tell you exactly what I'm criticizing. Justin Kaufman was on last night when I was coming home from tennis. And he had on this woman that's with the Pantene Foundation. And apparently every year they choose the color of the year.
Pantone.
Yeah, Pantone.
Pantene is shampoo. God. And I don't get the whole Pantone
now it all
thing
makes sense.
Anyway.
I was going to criticize it because they didn't mention shampoo once during the whole conversation. Pantone. Right, not Pantene. Anyway.
You crack yourself up, don't you?
That was the stupidest thing in the world. All right, so she comes on, and for a half an hour, she's talking about the virtues of the color of the year, which, by the way, do you even know what it is?
This year's color is yellow.
It's purple.
I love purple.
All right. But now, what she had us believe, the casual listener, myself included, listening, is that what we needed to do was go out and purchase ourselves purple clothing right now, because that's the color of the year, and if you're not wearing it, society will look down upon you because you're not keeping up with trends.
It doesn't necessarily mean for clothes.
No, they specified clothes.
Oh, my God. I had a purple crushed velvet jacket when I was in, like, third or fourth grade.
When you wrote Nothing Compares to You?
I loved it. It was just this really bold purple.
All purple's bold.
No, because my friend Carol got a crushed velvet jacket after I did. Carol, I got it first. And hers was more lilac-y.
If you wear purple, people are going to go, oh, was that a gift from the Joker? Where'd you get that? It just has like a weird flavor to it, purple. The average person,
well,
you can't just walk around wearing all purple because Pantone told you.
Well, that would look silly. But, I mean, like a purple shirt? You'd look awesome in a purple
Every once in a while, throw in some purple. But if you're going, oh, wow, they told me it's the color of the year, I really need to change everything. I need to change my wardrobe. I need to paint my garage door purple. It's ridiculous.
Again, I think it depends. Like, purple might be, my bedroom color is purple.
All right, take purple out of the equation. Let's say this lady from Pantone Pantene yesterday said, color of the year, tangerine. Everything's tangerine. You got to wear orange clothes. You got to live in an orange house. It's all tangerine, everything. Regardless of the color, just because somebody says it's the color of the year, who in their right mind would go, I got to change everything now?
Well, no one's going to do that, but if you're thinking of repainting something, I have to tell you, I am still in the process of redoing my kitchen because it hasn't been painted yet.
Yeah.
I have gotten a couple of quotes for painting, and I can't believe how expensive it is, so I'm going to do it myself.
Yeah.
It's just there's some plaster work that needs to be done. And I was looking at my kitchen yesterday, and I'm embarrassed to admit, my mom had turquoise appliances when I was growing up.
Turquoise.
It was like Miami Dolphin color.
Wow.
It was beautiful. My dad had thrown a bottle of Coke out, and the garbage can was right underneath the in-the-wall oven, and there was a glass door that he broke.
Yeah.
So there was a pie plate that my grandfather fixed and put in there so it would keep the heat in.
Yeah.
That's what our oven looked like. Turquoise.
Wow.
With a pie plate.
Nice look.
I know. And I laughed at the turquoise, the refrigerator, the stovetop. Everything was turquoise. I want to paint my walls turquoise.
You do?
And here's why. The paint color you can change any time.
Yeah.
Especially I like to paint myself. So it's not like you're committing to a turquoise appliance or a turquoise countertop or a turquoise cabinet. But I can do the paint. So Pantone, if like the popular color, I would very much consider doing
it. But in a year when the same lady shows up on Justin Kaufman's show and says the color of the year is raw sienna, will you just paint
over? No, because I don't like that color.
You don't.
But I love purple and I turquoise. I'm going to make that color be next year. The Wendone is turquoise.
That's the Wendone. All right. So the other part of that equation is, if it's the color of the year and everything's going to be that color, which, by the way, spoiler alert, it's not. Just because the foundation says it's the color of the year, you're not going to notice. It's not going to be a huge change.
Yes, you're going to see it on the runways. You're going to see it in stylings.
But does that affect you and me?
Well,
are walking around in purple?
Can I be honest with you? Not much in the way of fashion affects you or me.
But I don't just mean you and me. I just mean like your average American. Just because they're wearing it in Milan, that doesn't mean it's going to work here, right? All right. Also, the other part of that is, let's say that happened and everybody bought into it and went, oh, wow, color of the year. Got to get me some purple. Got to wear all purple. I would go, I'm not going to play that. I'm just because everyone else is wearing purple. Did you ever go into a Gap or something and they go, hey, here's a shirt that you like, and we've sold a lot of these. Everybody's wearing this shirt. Don't you go, I'm not going to wear that shirt if everyone else is buying that shirt.
See, for certain things, women will buy like a Louis Vuitton bag because everyone else has that. Women are sometimes different.
The brand name or the bag, like that style, like are you going to go, wow, they're selling 5,000 of this bag and only 3 of every other bag. I got to go with the one that there's 5,000 being sold of.
Women like to buy what's popular. I mean, come on. That's why all the sizes are gone. All the small sizes are left, like extra small and the medium and large go very quickly.
I just can't believe that a whole society would go, oh, I've been told it's the color of the year. I better play by their rules and buy into that color.
No one has to play by the rules, and nobody's saying to get a whole purple outfit.
Listen to this lady yesterday. Oh, you gotta go get purple clothing. Everyone's gotta get purple clothing.
But then she means like get a purple dress or a purple hat. Not the whole outfit being purple.
Don't you think people who wanted that have already thought of that? They didn't need a lady to tell them that. They just go, oh, yeah, purple exists. I should get something.
Bill, you are the last person to be listening to this because it's just about a fashion trend. Like for a while, you could not wear navy blue and black. But now, all of a sudden, black and blue is very stylish. There were several years ago now, probably 10 or 15 years ago, that brown. No one wore brown. And then all of a sudden, brown became
there
like this
year
really...
There was a that no one wore brown?
There were many years. Brown was like, nah, you're not going to wear like a brown suit or brown pants. Brown is just like...
When did that happen?
like everybody wore it in the 50s and then no one wanted to wear it again for like 30 years. And then all of a sudden brown was the go-to color. See, you're making these faces, but you...
I don't remember that no brown era.
Brown was... I don't know if it was no
down
brown.
Down with brown? Is that those down with brown rallies I used to see in Central Park? I didn't know what that
Jasmine,
meant.
Jasmine, you have to help me here. Wasn't there a time where all of a sudden brown became the new black? So I guess it was didn't go away, but it got really big.
Yeah.
Like brown is the new black, like for a little brown dress as opposed to a black dress. Do you remember this or were you even born?
Not.
You're too young. Again,
Jasmine, get older quickly so you can participate.
Okay.
All right, thank you. All right.
There was definitely a time where brown was the it color.
Yeah.
And I have a couple of friends who really are very stylish.
Yeah.
And that, you know, then I'd see them next time. Like, all right, here's a stupid example. Nail polish color. OPI comes up with new colors every couple of months. So does Essie. And when I get my nails done, they always say, here's the hot new color. And I go to try it.
But there's no such thing as a new color. There's no color that's new. The colors have been in existence forever.
There's variations of many colors.
I remember seeing, whose show was it? Was the View, probably The View. Some fashion expert came out and she goes, you know what's going to be very popular this year is blue. And I go, oh, is this the year that blue is going to be popular? Because it was popular last year.
But is it navy
before.
Blue? Is it peacock blue?
She just said blue. She just goes, blue's going to be a big
deal. I don't know.
Oh, really? Blue? I got to try that. Blue, that sounds interesting. I'll ask for that at the shop. Can I please buy me some blue?
I love lime green, but I don't wear it. I did have a lime green ski jacket when I was in high school, and I looked like a giant booger when I see commercials of myself. Or
what's
that I've been
down the
slimed.
Hill?
That's what it looked like, Slimer. From Ghostbusters.
That's
but
a
boy,
great look.
I loved it.
That's a great look. We must take a break. I'll be buying something purple during the break, won't you? It's Phil and Wendy on WGN.
What's
wrong, Wendy? You seem perplexed.
I'm not continuing.
What?
I need more purple cabbage.
What's wrong?
I need to
confused.
Have Brett, the engineer, come in here.
Are you going to
I know he's
Brett,
really busy.
Is Brett the engineer in for a scolding, a good old-fashioned scolding?
No one's going to be scolded.
What's wrong?
I just don't like to look like an idiot. I do that fine and well enough on my own.
The bonus hour, by right, is a 60-minute program, and it always ends, we're supposed to end at 1 o'clock. However, because of White Sox pregame, things have changed a little for this week, for just yesterday, today, and tomorrow. But we've been told conflicting reports on how long today's show shall be.
Right, because yesterday we did some news at 12:30 with Judy, and then we had to have a hard out at 12:35, which if you're not in the business, everybody knows what a hard out is. You have to hit it exactly.
Right.
So today when
Or there's consequences to be paid.
I've never seen the consequences.
It's not pretty. It's not pretty. Hard out means you are hard on your luck if you don't do what we say.
All okay. Right.
So today, some people have told us one time and others have told us another.
We have
Let's
to be...
Let's split the difference. Let's get out of here at 1:32
I've already
and a
just
half.
Started swigging vodka.
Wow.
Here, yeah, I don't know. We were told when we walked in here, is there any way we could skip Judy's news and and sign off at 12:30?
Right.
Because there's some finagling that has to happen before... I guess there's a best of that runs here on the stream part, and then the pregame show is going on the radio. I don't really know how it works. I just know we were met by one of the engineers who said, do you guys mind signing off at 12:30 today?
Yeah, right. It would mean the world to me, he said, if you would.
All right, well, it's 12:31.
I'm calling Harold Baines at home right now to see what his thoughts are.
Harold.
Wouldn't that be the nicest thing to have a whole stadium full of people calling out your name like that? That would be the ultimate tribute.
I thought you meant, wouldn't it be cool to have Harold Baines' phone number?
That would be cool too. I'd call him all the time over the weirdest things. Harold, there's a lot of pressure on me to buy purple clothing. Your thoughts? I would just do that.
All right. Well, we have a shortened show today and tomorrow. And now, were the Sox supposed to play again at 1:05, or did they move the game up again?
No, I think today's game was scheduled. I'm almost positive today's game was always scheduled for this time. Yesterday, they moved it up because of the snow in the area.
Okay.
But today, I think they were always on the schedule for this time.
Well, the pregame show is coming your way, and I don't know what else is coming your way. But we'll come your way tomorrow about this time.
Yeah, right around 12. The games have been very exciting. I don't know if you got to see any or hear
yes,
any of
I have
yesterday's
been watching
game.
Them.
They keep coming up just a little
I
bit
know.
Short.
They'll get there.
I do. I do think that they will get there.
I bid you adieu as well.
I bid you adieu. But the last two contests, they've lost by just a quick run each time.
Are you auditioning to do the pre-show?
Trying.
Pre-game?
Yeah.
Pre-show?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Bill. It's been a slice.
You can't leave yet.
No, we're supposed to. I was told 30. Then we were told 35.
What is it now?
So let's go right in the middle. 33.
Really? All right. I think
that's it. We just end. There's
no
fanfare.
I think it's dangerous. You don't go to 35. They'll dock you pay.
All right.
You'll have hell to pay.
You do what you want. I'm signing off now.
You're leaving now?
Because, yeah, I was told 30. And it's.
Oh, Wendy.
I have three clocks that say three different things.
This
so quite
sets
honestly,
an ugly precedent.
It's 12:33. At the tone, the time will be.
What if the doctor who delivered you operated under these rules and just said, you know, I'm only on the clock till 8 o'clock. The baby's halfway out, but I gotta go. I can't. I can't stay. This is you're setting an ugly precedent. Are you not going to talk?
I'm done. Wow. I was told 12:30. Wow. I'm off the clock.
Wow. I'm on bonus time.
In the bonus hour?
The bonus hour affords me some bonus time, yeah.
I would sign off
I'm using this toward my pension.
When they go,
you didn't log in enough hours, I'll go, take a look at that Tuesday when I stayed an extra 2.5 minutes and Wendy cut out early.
No, I'm still here. You keep sucking me back in. I was told we had to be clear by 35.
Can you give me one more minute? I'm not asking a lot. Just give me one solid minute. Say something controversial.
Brett is going to be very mad at you. He requested we be finished.
But Jasmine, who's my boss, Jasmine explained to me, when you were gone last week, Jasmine explained to me who's boss around here. And that starts with a jazz and ends with a mmm. She said to me, I'm the boss. This is my town, she said.
I really am going to sign up. I'm
going
to cut you off. I'm going to turn you off. We got to go.
All right.